This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Almost 70% of U.S. cities surveyed said that requests for emergency food assistance are up from last year. This from the U.S. Conference of Mayors. The leading cause of hunger, according to those surveyed, not unemployment, but low wages. Sally Herships reports.
Imagine you have a paycheck that just won't cover all your expenses. What do you do?
You can't afford not to pay your rent or you get evicted. You can't afford not to pay your electric bill or, you know, your lights get cut off.
Nancy Roman is president of the Capital Area Food Bank in Washington, D.C.
But you actually can cut out a meal. You know, you actually can decide that you can't afford vegetables, so you're going to feed your family a plate of buttered noodles again.
According to the USDA's thriftiest estimate, it costs about $40 a week to feed one adult. That means if you earn federal minimum wage, $7.25 an hour, that's almost a day's work going for food. Eric Cooper is president of the San Antonio Food Bank.
Ultimately, the ability of the individual to earn a livable wage is critical.
But Cooper says sometimes earning a livable wage can lead to a catch-22.
For that to happen, they might need to be educated.
And more education can cost more money. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.